Hi, this is Jonathan Grimes. It's Wednesday morning around 10 o'clock and I am walking through Temple Bar. Yesterday we had a very successful launch of a project which I've been working on for almost 3 years now. It's the launch of our music digitization project, which involves the scanning of collection of Irish composers' scores, recordings and other materials. And it's great to, when you're working on any project, to have a culmination, but in many ways this project is not so much a culmination, but more a beginning. In making this transition from a physical library across to a digital library and a digital archive. And we're calling it a digital archive at this point, but we're very aware that it's a work in progress. And also, because of yesterday, it's really made me think and reflect on what an actual digital archive is and whether or not we should be using words such as archive, library, in an internet or digital context. I had a very interesting conversation a couple of weeks back with somebody who worked in the BBC, on the BBC website, on their music site or sites, and he was telling me that the BBC really want to get away from this notion of an archive, or they're not using that word anymore. They're not describing their huge collections and content as archives, because that defines it as being something different in the public's eye. And it's interesting to think about that. I'm also thinking about what Bill Thompson, also from the BBC, said a couple of weeks back at the MASH media conference, and that was that it really is this generation's duty now to digitise an archive, or whatever you want to call it, the cultural heritage, the analogue cultural heritage of the past 50 years or so. Because if it's not done now, in 20 years' time, 15 years' time, the people who are in the positions to make these changes in the future, he argued, maybe won't see the value in doing this, because the cultural conversations will have moved on, so to speak. And that's an interesting and powerful thought. I don't know if he's right, but I get his drift, and I understand that this is a unique opportunity for all cultural organisations to really take their collections and move them into the digital sphere.